It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Why don't you draft all the other groups? Give them a chance to go see the world. Ship them to the open spaces. We can think of 100 places. Let's send the platters away today.
6:22 is your time. You're in Houston's Morning News. You know, when I think of the draft, I think of the 60s and Vietnam and all that. The draft really hasn't been a factor in the last 50 years, but it exists. It could come back if we ever go to war again. Kena Gonzalez joins us, Director of Government Affairs at the Family Research Council. They're on the verge, we're told. Congress is on the verge of including women over the age of 18 in the military draft. How does your organization feel about that, Kena?
Good morning. I'm loving the music. Yeah, this is a real problem. The Senate is about to come back and vote on this. The House has already passed it. And it's sort of stunning to think about drafting 18 to 25-year-old sisters, moms, and daughters for frontline positions, which is what the draft has historically been used for, is to backfill combat positions that have been emptied in case of mass casualties.
I read that they're even thinking about extending that age upwards in order to get a bigger pool of women, because they're doing this not in terms of equality, but in terms of equity, maybe turning away more male draftees in favor of upping the numbers of women. That's what's scary to me.
Shara, you're absolutely right. It is amazing what we will do now in the name of equity. At Family Research Council, we point out that it is considerably more dangerous for women in combat. You wouldn't think you would have to point that out, but we have been making that point. There are those who like to ignore the reality of the biological differences between men and women, but studies show that fewer women than men statistically can meet the physical demands of the military positions that a draft is generally used to fill. And we also point out that drafting women would be detrimental to the military's lethality, readiness, and unit cohesion, which is, after all, the purpose of the military, not social experimentation. We have pointed to studies that show that conscripting women from the general population is unnecessary because there are, frankly, sufficient men to fill draft requirements. And we like to point out to members of Congress that if women were required to register for the draft, it would create additional logistical considerations and potential problems for the military precisely during a time of national defense emergency. This is just a bad idea all the way around.
You know, Ken, I'm trying to remember the last U.S. military draft, and it goes back to Vietnam, as we said. I want to say 1972, maybe 1973. So are we worried about something that is never likely to happen, or is the draft a real future possibility?
Well, we don't know what the future holds. But if this change goes into effect, the Selective Service will begin mailing postcards to 18-year-old college-eligible women who are applying for their financial student aid from the federal government as soon as next year. And I just can't imagine that Americans are going to stand for that. So this has really slipped under the radar. The National Defense Authorization Act is a huge bill. It's reauthorized every year for the last 28 years. It's must-pass legislation. Republicans and Democrats will vote for it. The Senate will take up this issue of women in the draft next week. They really do need to hear from folks this week if you're concerned about this.
Do we know if there will be any deferments? Even during Vietnam, there was college deferments and other things. Would there be a deferment for women, for example, based on motherhood?
It is amazing to talk to members of Congress and senior staff on the Hill and to realize that they really haven't thought this through until now. They are actually scrambling to figure out what would happen, for instance, if a young mother and a young father in the same family were drafted. What about single parents? This really has not been given due consideration. As I said, it was just slipped into the bill. They merely removed the words men from the requirement for the draft, expanding it to women without really thinking through what the ramifications would be.
Why does that not surprise me? All right, Kana, thank you so much. Kana Gonzalez, Director of Government Affairs at the Family Research Council here on News Radio 740 KTRH.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.